This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS, the show where we take the day's headlines and tell you what they actually mean from the left seat. Today, we're talking about a windshield, specifically a cracked one at cruise altitude over the North Atlantic. Here's what happened. A United Airlines Boeing 787 Dreamliner, the shorter -8 variant, departed Washington Dulles. International bound for Munich, routine transatlantic run, somewhere into that flight, the crew got a cracked cockpit windshield. They elected to divert into Boston Logan and put the airplane on the ground. That reporting comes to us from AeroTime. Now, before your imagination runs to the movies, let me tell you what a cracked airliner windshield actually is, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So, that windshield, the transparency in front of an airline pilot is not a single piece of glass. It is a laminated sandwich, multiple structural plies, usually stretched acrylic or glass, bonded together with vinyl interlayers and often a thin conductive coating for heating. That heating matters. It keeps the panel clear of ice and fog, and it keeps the material warm enough to stay tough and impact resistant. The windshield is built to hold pressure even when one ply lets go. That is the whole design philosophy. Redundancy in the glass itself. So when a single outer or inner ply cracks, the panel has not failed. It has done exactly what it was engineered to do. The remaining plies keep carrying the cabin pressure load. There is no explosive decompression. There is no wind howling into the flight deck. In the vast majority of these events, it is a contained, visible crack, and the airplane is still perfectly flyable. This affects you if you fly anything with a heated windshield or heated panel. And that includes a lot of turboprops and biz jets down at our end of aviation. The number one cause of these cracks is not a bird and not debris. It is the heating element, a failure or a hot spot in that conductive layer can thermally stress the panel until a ply crazes and cracks. It is one of the most common write-ups on pressurized aircraft. So why divert? Why not press on to Munich? Because procedure and because good judgment both point the same direction. When a ply cracks, the airplane loses a margin. The remaining structure is strong, but you have spent part of your safety buffer, and you do not know why it cracked or whether it is going to progress. Standard practice is to reduce cabin differential pressure, which often means descending to a lower altitude, and to get the airplane on the ground at a suitable airport in a reasonable amount of time. Notice I did not say emergency descent. I did not say declare and dive. This is a methodical, deliberate diversion. And here's the part I want you to notice, because it is the professionalism in the story. They were over the Atlantic, pointed at Europe, and they turned around and came back to Boston. That is a crew and a dispatch team looking at the whole picture. Continuing across the ocean means hours with no runway underneath you. Turning back to the east coast of the United States means airports, maintenance, spare aircraft, and passengers who can be rebooked. When you're holding a reduced margin, you spend it flying toward options, not away from them. That is the lesson that scales all the way down to a Cessna 172 on a cross country. When something is not right, you point the airplane at your best options, not your intended destination, your best options. Fuel, weather, runways, maintenance, daylight. The Dreamliner crew did the big iron version of exactly what we teach a student pilot to do on day one. Let me put the 787 itself in context for a second, because I know some of you are going to hear Dreamliner and worry. This is a composite airframe. Carbon fiber fuselage, higher cabin pressure differential than the older aluminum jets, which is actually a passenger comfort feature. It lets Boeing pressurize the cabin to a lower equivalent altitude so you feel better after a long haul. Higher differential means the windows and windshields carry real load, and Boeing knows that, which is exactly why the transparencies are built with the redundancy I described. One cracked ply on a Dreamliner is a maintenance event. It is not an airworthiness scare. Should this change how you feel about booking a 787 to Europe? No. If anything, a clean diversion like this is the system working. A component reached the end of its service life or hit a defect. The crew caught it, the airplane did its job, and everybody walked off in Boston instead of pressing their luck over open water. Here's what you need to know if you fly pressurized equipment yourself. Respect your windshield heat write-ups. If a panel is placarded, if the heat is inoperative, if you're seeing arcing or scorch marks or delamination at the edges, that is not a cosmetic squawk. That is the leading indicator of the exact failure that turned this United flight around. Get it looked at and know your emergency descent and your reduced differential procedures cold. Not because a cracked windshield is likely to hurt you. It probably will not, but because the difference between a calm diversion and a scary one is a crew that already knows the numbers before the panel ever cracks. That story came to us by way of AeroTime, and it is a good reminder that most of what gets called an aviation scare in the headlines is really a story about redundancy doing its quiet job. You can find more of what we cover at RadioHangar.com. This is Tower. Keep your options in front of you, and I'll see you on the next one.